בכבוד. בכבוד.
יהיה במיוחד. This week's parasha is actually it's also all the time it's called Shabbat Nachamu. The Kadosh Baruch Hu comforts us. But even though nothing changed, the Midrash is still not here, and it's nothing to be comforted for. You sit on the floor, you cry, you mourn on Bet HaMikdash. Nothing changed. Nevertheless, Nachamu Nachamu Ami, seven weeks now, until Rosh Hashanah, every week, Haftarah is about comforting Am Yisrael. Everything will be okay. Okay, nothing but okay. Last year was the same thing. It was the same thing last year. The last few thousand years like this. This is Parashah. Parashah Vayechala. Moshe repeats the story of us going to Sinai and getting the Torah. In the scenery, this was already described in Sefer Shmot. This was in Sivan. And this was after dawn, Netz. Nevertheless, the Torah says, outside was Choshech Anan Ba'arafel, darkness, clouds, and fog. Should have been such a happy day. Hashem is going to reveal himself. Nevertheless, darkness. Hashem repeats it. And then the Torah tells us that Moshe told them, Israel, Hashem is coming, excuse me. Hashem came and spoke to us. And after the Ten Commandments, Hashem tells Moshe, tell everybody to go home. You stay with me. Why everybody should go home? After such a scenery, can you imagine you see Hashem, whatever it means, and you heard Hashem for sure, you don't want to go home. She had the appointment in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, took a few minutes, so I don't want to go home. She said, tell him to go home. You should stand over here. Says the Gemara, it's not that Hashem can you stand over here. At that moment, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu blueprint of Beit HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, and one day Shmuel HaNavi said to David, and Shmuel had the original plan, the blueprint of Beit HaMikdash. And Shlomo, when he built the Tamidash, people asked him, why did you do like this? How do you know? And he said, I have it from Hashem. And my father sat down with Shmuel and Navi, and Shmuel had this scroll, the plan, the blueprint. Hashem gave it to him. So when? Right after the Ten Commandments. Says the Gemara, it doesn't mean it's the same moment, but the Gemara says also Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu Megillat Esther. Actually, Mordechai had Megillat Esther in his pocket. Hashem said the whole thing, but Mordechai did not know if it did happen. But in the mid-end, sometimes he says in the Navi something and it didn't happen. According to behavior, I was predicted by a Kadosh Baruch Hu that way. Between Haman, me a decree, and Am Yisrael will do Teshuvah. And it's going to be a holiday point. Poor. So Hashem, right then, on Har Sinai, he decided to give Moshe Rabbeinu the Megillat Esther. What is that? Also, what is this blueprint? You know, blueprint? Why is it so important about the blueprint? Time. comes to be Beit HaMikdash. So Shmuel HaNavi is Shmuel Shakur Keneged Moshe Va'aron. He is Hashem return in the prophecy. How to be Beit HaMikdash? You don't have to give it to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. And Moshe should transfer to Yeshua, and Yeshua and Bim, the Bim is Kenim, Shekhtes Lagdola. And says, we went all the way. Skinim, Nevim, Atil Nevim, Atil Shmuel. What's the purpose of it? And the Torah tells us, as Moshe Rapitz says, listen, what you, after Hashem spoke to you, and you said you don't want Hashem to speak to you anymore, you're scared, maybe you're going to die. And I told Hashem. Hashem heard it, and I told Hashem, and Hashem said, okay, hopefully they'll have fear of me. Okay, that's what you want, that's what you want. Tell them, go home. Tell them, go. Go back to the tent, you send away. Repetition. Again, to continue to ultimate. Stories are not stories. And repetition is not a repetition. Emotional repetition must be something else. He said, well, if you look inside the story, sometimes things changes. There's a shame change. And of course, we know 40 days later, we did the golden calf. And Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim. And then Hashem told him, okay, bring me tablets. I'm going to rewrite on the tablets whatever was written in the first tablets. And this is Parasha. Moshe said it, Hashem wrote it in the Torah for us. Again, repetition of the Ten Commandments written on the first tablets. Now, second tablets. Actually, if you read the Torah, it's not the same words. There's a lot of differences between the first tablets and second tablets. Big difference. Big one. Just one, everybody knows. The first tablet says, Zachor Yom HaShabbat HaKadosh, remember the Shabbat. Second tablet was written, Shamor Yom HaShabbat HaKadosh. It's one of the things, but there are more changes. The number of the words, an extra letter, an extra statement, depends how you read it. So what happened? Hashem said to Moshe is going to rewrite on the tablet the same thing that was written on the first tablet. Actually, Moshe came up to Shemayim, it's not the same. But Hashem said he wants to write the same thing. But it's not the same. What happened? How come? And then eventually Moshe is going to come with the second tablet. Story in the Torah. Rabbi tells, the Gemara tells of this. When originally Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that he wants to give us the Torah. And the Gemara says, Hashem is Naibar, Zarek Mesir Lamo, Fiyamah Paran. Says the Gemara, Hashem offered the Torah to other nations as well. Other nations. And of course the Gemara says it means like this. He offered it to the angels that represent the nation. Upstairs in Shemayim there are 70 angels that they're responsible so-called for 70 countries. 35 of them are Arabs, and 35 are Ezer, Edom. So then the Torah tells you, Hashem is Sinai Ba, Hashem came to our Sinai, Zach Mise'ir Lamo, this is Edom, this is Ezer, Ophi Amar Pahan, this is Ishmael, Yach Shimo. At Lamo, Hashem had the tablets, the Torah on his right hand, he is offering them, he said, no. No, our nation will not accept it. Says the Gemara, what happened then? That earth was trembling and shivering. Because the Gemara says, it means Hashem created this world for the Torah, and Hashem waited now until the world will be ready to accept the Torah. If everybody would have said no, Hashem would have turned the world upside down, destroyed the world. says the Gemara, Earl heard that the nation said no, as Earth understands, Eretz Yara Veshachta, it means Earth, the message telling Earth shook. It says, if the Jewish people will say no, there will be no war. Finally, says the Gemara, Veshachta, Earth, come down, it means Naaseh V'Nishma. Naaseh V'Nishma was a powerful statement. Hashem was very, very happy, and the universe was very happy. And then the Gemara says a list of things that we were granted by Kadosh Baruch Hu later is because we said Naaseh V'Nishma. Gemara describes it as the language of the angels. We'll do and we listen, we don't ask no questions. Not like the other so-called nations. They ask, when Hashem said to them, I want to give the Torah, they ask Hashem, what does it say over there? They didn't say, Naaseh V'Nishma. First, they want to know, what does it say? And when Hashem told them, what does it say? He said, no, it's not for us. It's not for us. We didn't ask any question. They said, anything Hashem will tell us, we'll do and we'll listen. And then the Gemara said, the angels came from Shamayim, put crowns on us, and Hashem was very, very happy with us. Oh, Hashem. Hashem gave us a Torah. Nevertheless, as we said before, the way the Torah described it, and it says outside, Sina Sevenishma, still outside, it's dark, in the middle of the day, foggy, clouds. What is it all about? It says the Gemara, I'll tell you what it is. I says, right now, the Gemara says, I tell you an example, a story. There's a wedding. And when the wedding starts, somebody turns off the light. The father of the bride is the father of the groom, and I ask him, what happened? Why did you turn off the light? I says, I see the future. And this couple, they're getting married now, they're chashon, they're getting a divorce. They get divorced. What happened? They get divorced. We, says the Gemara, it's true. This is a very nice statement at Seven Ishma. But for the moment, in 40 days, we're going to do the golden calf. The Kadosh Baruch Hu sees the future, and he says, it's very nice statement at Seven Ishma, but it's not going to hold. Therefore, the Gemara says, Hashem made the scenery so gloomy and dark and foggy is to tell you, it was a message. The Amisrael should have woken up and said, something's wrong. If you don't come to get the Torah, and all of a sudden, this is summertime, Shavuot time, and all of a sudden, the whole thing is dark outside, and fog outside. What is this? Why does Hashem do such a thing? As this was a wake-up call for people to understand something is wrong. But this was the purpose. To wake us, to tell us, listen, and the seventh sign is very powerful. Earth is happy, Hashem is happy, very good. But the question is, it's going to hold down to it. Actually, says the Torah, the text says that after Ten Commandments, Am Yisrael told Moshe, the text reads like this. Please, Moshe, you speak to us. So we don't only have to talk to us. And you talk to us, Veshamanu Veasinu. Instead to say, Veasinu Veshamanu, we'll do and we'll listen. This was the statement in Naaseh V'Nishma. We said, Veshamanu Veasinu. We want to hear from you, and we do. And what happened? What happened? Change the statement. The happy moment that Earth had, that Hashem had, in 1 second, the whole thing was over. And that led later, that we did the golden calf. What it means like this. A person in his lifetime has to have 100% emunah. Emunah doesn't change because of mood or because of situations. This is the test. If the person has in his life test, it's called test of emunah. This is the Gemara says Avraham Avinu was the first person that he really had emunah. Time Rishon, the Gemara said, no emunah. Time Rishon, Minah, says the Gemara said, no. Hashem asked Adam Rishon after he ate, are you going to eat more? He said, yes. You're going to do teshuva? He said, no. I said, why? What's the problem? If you would have emunah, you know who is Hashem, you wouldn't answer Hashem like this. Your problem in life, you have no emunah. This world, the test is emunah. You have to believe in Hashem. Everything is from Hashem. And if you don't believe in Hashem, it means your statements are not true statements, because you're going to change the statement. You said, Naaseh v'nishma. Now you say, Nishma v'naaseh. First you said, I'm going to do anything, Hashem. Let me hear what you want. All of a sudden, I said the opposite. Nishma v'naaseh. What happened? Because the emunah is not strong. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is really blessing on Israel. In seven Dvarim, you see, you have no emunah. Mamrim etev Hashem. Comes another first three parashiyot. Moshe is going to say and repeat all the time, you don't believe in Hashem. You probably don't believe in Hashem. That's your problem in life. If you will have emunah, everything will sail. You have a test. Well, this is a test of emunah, 100%. That's the Mishnah says. Hashem tests you to see if you have emunah. And of course, the Torah tells you, came out of Egypt, and what happened, complain all the time. This is emunah. And that's really what Hashem says. That the reason he so-called he turned off the light on that day that they gave us the Torah is because now going to hold down. It's how bad it is, the Gemara says. While we did the golden calf, was still fire burning on Har Sinai for 40 days from before. 40 days before. And you look on, you look over there, you see a fire. It's a shame. The Gemara says, aren't you ashamed of yourself to do a golden calf under the tree? Under the mountain? And you make a golden calf and say, this is our God? And you look upstairs, you see the fire. What does it mean? It means lack of emunah. If you know it's Hashem, you will not have done such a thing. That's our test in life. And here comes the Torah and says, I want to explain to you something. The whole repetition that Moshe repeats, you don't have that statement in Sefer Shemot after Hashem spoke to us. Moshe is telling us now in our face, what is our problem in life? Why are you in the desert? Why you listen to the spies? Why you do this? Why are you complaining about food, about meat, about water? And what's the problem? You have only one problem. You have no emunah in Hashem. Tzadik b'emunato yechiyeh. The Gemara says, Baruch Hav Kuk Hanavi, and says, forget about the 630 mitzvot Moshe gave you. You have a major problem. This won't do anything to you. You must have emunah. You have to train your head to believe in Hashem 100%. In any difficult times, any questions that you have to understand, you have to pray to Hashem for forgiveness, and you do teshuva all the time, and it says, Hashem, I believe in you 100%. And this is the reason that we read this parasha always after the Shavuot, but Chana always comes after the Shavuot. Because actually, Beit HaMikdash was destroyed the first and the second, because it's called, everything is like a formula. It's not the same, it's Lashon Hara. All those things are consequences, the result. If you would have emunah in Hashem, you know who is Hashem, you would not have done any wrong thing in our life. Our problem is lack of emunah. Hashem meluch la'atz kodo, Hashem is all over, Hashem sees, Hashem listens, and says, if you would know that Hashem is the policeman next to you all the time, you would never do anything. But you don't see the policeman. You don't see the policeman. All of a sudden, he caught you. So what happened? I didn't see you. I would have seen you. I wouldn't have done it. Okay, that's the problem. You got a ticket for this. That's our problem in life. And here comes the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah, and then it says, I want to explain to you what happened. He said, Naaseh v'nishma, Hashem turned off the light. Turned off the light, he says, yeah. He said, I appreciate you very much. You said it. I was very happy you said it. But it's not going to hold because you don't have 100% emunah. And the reason the Gemara says that
Moshe had to wake us up. Moshe told us the night before, Hashem is coming in the morning. Everybody was asleep. Moshe had to come and wake us up. So how do you go to sleep? You know, we have an appointment with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean you slept? What does it mean? It means the Natseva Nishma is not 100% solid. It's solid. You would wait outside, you say, when is Hashem coming? It's something important. It's supposed to come see you, also it's supposed to have. You don't fall asleep. Hashem arrived, is the biggest embarrassment for Hashem. Where is everybody? Where is everybody? Therefore, after Hashem said the Ten Commandments, Hashem already knew, and Lam Yisrael already said, Shamanu Ve'asinu. Moshe, we don't want to hear Hashem. You please, you speak to us, and we listen, and we'll do. Says the Gemara, you know what they said? I said, Moshe, you're going to tell us? You bring us text, we'll follow. Moshe said, it's not like this. I'm going to Shemayim now, and I'm going to be there for 40 days, and we're going to learn everything. When I come down, I will teach you everything. And I'm at the end of this trip, I will give you a text. And this is the Torah. But there's a lot of details. These details are called Torah Shebaal Peh, what we call Talmud, Mishnayot, Gemara. Amisal said, no, Moshe, please. No more Natseva Nishma. Whatever you give us, if it's written from Hashem, okay. You're going to start telling us things, this and that. We don't know. No. So the whole Natseva Nishma broke, but it's not just broke that they want you first to listen then to do. They already said up front, they're not taking it. They don't listen. You know, this week, it's always Tu B'Av. It's Friday, holiday. Says the Mishnah, the best 2 days of the year is Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. Mishnah, and I was written Baruch HaKodesh Baruch Hu Hanasi, that every word is precisely. The statement is, you should know the best 2 days of the year, one of them is Tu B'Av and then Yom Kippur. Should have been one Yom Kippur and then Tu B'Av. No. Sounds from the Gemara, the Tu B'Av is greater than Yom Kippur. Much greater. So Gemara is a list that things happen on Tu B'Av. The first, the Gemara says, and 2 weeks ago, we read Parashat Mas'e. President of Shevet Menashe came to Moshe and said, Moshe, we heard that the girls, daughter of Sofchad, they get heritage from the father. And they're going out with boys from other tribes. And what's going to happen is, they're going to get married to a boy from another tribe, different tribe. And they're going to have children. And they're going to die, the father and mother. The children really belong to another tribe. So what's going to happen, it's going to be some kind of islands in the territory of Menashe, that he's not going to be Menashe. The guy that lives over there, he's from another tribe. There's going to be another spot, so there's going to be no Menashe. In case the father leaves boys, it's okay. But in case, like, not so far, the girls are not so far, they had no boys. So the girl, that's the halacha, the girls get the heritage. If they get the heritage, eventually it goes after the father. If the father is from a different tribe. So Moshe said in the text, Moshe said, you know what, I'm going to ask Hashem. Hashem said, you know what, they're right. They should intermarry only to their own tribe. Don't mix tribe with a tribe. And actually, the Torah ends. It's the end of Sefer Bamidbar. But Yena, Shet HaMaftir, Parashat Mazeh, really those five holy girls, the youngest one was 40, Baruch Hashem found Shiduchim, their own cousins, Mazal Tov. What is it? What the Torah says this? Says the Gemara, you know what? The first thing happened on Tu B'Av, why it's a holiday? Because the tribes came to conclusion all of a sudden, it's irrelevant, doesn't matter. Let the girls get married to the ever they want. The island, island, island. Tuma said, that's Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av? What's great about it? The Mishnah says, of course, Mahalim says, all the reasons the Gemara will say so. But the top thing is, what happened to them? Somebody asked him, you don't say Tachanu, what happened? Why? So, do you know what happened? They canceled the decision, so called, of Hashem. That Hashem said, listen, marry your own tribe, you have a point. So, he wants his heart, how do you cancel it? I said, well, they figure out it was only for their generation. Why only their generation? What does it mean? They ask Hashem, Hashem told you. See the Chafetz Chaim, I tell you what. בדרך שלם רוצה ללך מולכין אותו. הבעל את הרם מתארים אותו, הבעל את המה פותחים לו. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, Chafetz Chaim said, you can nag him and beg him, give you something. It's not good for you. You ask him, okay, here it is for you. It's poison for you. It's a disaster for you. Why do you ask for this? A person, the Gemara says, who wants to be holy, Hashem will help you. Chas v'shalom, you want to get off the track, Hashem will open the door. Go. Go down. Go. Do what you want. So Hashem is not forcing you. This is a choice just for that, the Gemara says. So Chacham does look. A little respect to everybody. Shiduchim, you know, getting married. Hashem. People get divorced. On the other hand, after 40 years of marriage, with children, grandchildren, so what happened? I don't like my wife. We don't get along. You don't get along? No? How old are you? 6 years old, you're getting divorced? What happened? You went out with your wife? Yeah. At the wedding? Yeah. Sheva Barchot? Yeah. Children? Yeah. Grandchildren? Yeah. What happened? We don't get along. What happened? What do people get divorced after that. You ask them before the wedding, you sure you want it? 100%. No, no way. That's my love. This and this. What's the problem? One minute says, there's one problem in life. Foundation. Foundation is rotten, the building is going to fall. You have to start your life with a Muna. So what is no to bear is all about? Nothing. Shiduchim. The boys and girls to go to Minyan, and the girl said something. We said, okay, we got engaged. She says, any information? She said, a resume? A picture? A financial statement? Where are you going to live? What are you going to do? How are you going to sell? Nothing. It's too bad. You know what Tu B'Av is? He wants to tell you what. Am Israel, say Chachamim, look. Sheva Menashe came to Moshe. I says, Moshe, you have a major problem. So what's your problem? He says, you see those five girls? They're going to get married to somebody else from another tribe. And eventually they're going to have children. And they're going to die. And we're going to the island over here in Sheva Menashe. We're going to lose the property. There's a Menashe. Oh, yeah? Moshe says, oh, that's what you want? Okay, tell them. Let them do it. Fine. There's lack of emunah. You don't come to a Kadosh Baruch Hu with advice. You don't plan your life according to what you think. The thought was wrong. Chafetz Chaim said, listen, you come to Hashem, you beg him, you tell him, Hashem, okay. Finally, we got to our head. You get married. The guy from another tribe, who cares about it? Who cares? Hashem never said it. You forced him to say such a statement. That's the problem. As the brothers, supposed to Kadosh Baruch Hu to come to be number 10 in the Chirem Lid, nobody should tell Yaakov what happened to Yosef. It's lack of Muna, holding his lack of Muna. And the Gemara continues, and other reasons. And this the Gemara says, once upon a time, some people from the tribe of Binyamin did not behave, and Am Yisrael went and killed them, and was a war, civil war, and then Am Yisrael said, nobody should ever marry from the tribe of Binyamin. Happened the Gemara, happened says the Gemara, on Tu B'Av, the second episode, Am Yisrael came already with this canceled decision. You can marry people from Binyamin. And I said, what was the first one? Again, it's a marriage thing. What do you mean, don't marry from the tribe? What do you mean, don't marry, exclude Binyamin? Why, because some people in Binyamin did not behave? What's wrong with you people? Look at Amunah. It says, the main thing in life is, you know, a test of Amunah. Every second you have, it says, your decision should be made on Amunah, not because what you think. Thoughts is the opposite of Amunah. You have to pray to Hashem. I want to make a decision with the moon. But not, I think like this, and it should be the result like this, and then I'm going to tell, make a decision, and I'm going to tell Hashem what to do. It all comes from that we said, Shamanu Vasinu. We told Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, we don't do and listen. We listen and do. And Moshe, by the way, we're not going to do just like this, granted, for granted everything. Every halacha you come and tell us, you say, what is this? It's Torah Shebaal Peh, what's Mishnah, Gemara, Yalkut Yosef, Mishabuah, listen, Moshe, it's enough. What does it say in the Torah? In the text it says, don't tell me, it's the Rabbanim said, Abavadiah said like this, Pam Kayyem says like this, leave it alone. Never believed it. You know when they believed it in the Gemara says? When Haman came. When Haman came, the situation was so bad, Kimu v'kibula yudim alem barzaham, liot osim. Says that Megillah, you read the Megillah, you see the petition of the whole time, osim la'asot, osim. What did he say? Then, told Mordechai, we accept all the halachot, doesn't matter if it's written or not written. It says, what happened on Har Sinai, that we changed the statement, the so-called statement that held the world standing, so the world is stumbling down until Mordechai and Esther. Let's read the Gemara says, look, after we said Shemana Vasinu, Hashem said, we're going to say it, Hashem told Hashem, you stand over here, stand over here. Everybody go home. So we ran home. Look at the moon. That's why he ran home. He ran home because he said Shemana Vasinu. He ran home. So Moshe, I want to stay away. I want to give you two things. So Moshe, what is this? First, I want to give you a blueprint of Beit HaMikdash. People think it's pleasure. Zohar says, Chas v'shalom, we should have an idea we want to build the third Beit HaMikdash. Hashem says the Zohar, those words of the Zohar, never had in mind we should build Beit HaMikdash, not Shlomo and not Ezra. Because we didn't behave, delayed the Tamidash until Shlomo HaMelech, and Shlomo built it, and that's why it got destroyed. Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av, not Tisha B'Av, lack of Na'aseh V'Nishma. That's what happened. Tamidash was destroyed, you know what? You read the whole tragedy, you know what happened? Because we built it. If Hashem would have built it, never would have happened. That's what Hanan and Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I said, I want just to go to build the Tamidash. The Gemara says, Moshe would have built it, stay forever, because it's Hashem. It's from Hashem. It says that Zohar, our problem is that we build Beit HaMikdash. That's why we should pray them 18, Tivne Beit HaMikdash Mirab Yamenu. Not Sheibane. You. Hashem is the Lord for us. And the whole problem is the Kafamuna. So, after we said, Shamanu Vasinu, Hashem to Moshe, Moshe, come over here, come over here. Here's the blueprint of Beit HaMikdash. Moshe said, I don't want it. I don't want to take it. Why need we Beit HaMikdash? By the way, the Torah will say soon that Moshe is going to come down and Hashem is going to tell him to do the Mishkan. And Moshe says, how should I do it? Hashem said, I showed it to you upstairs. שאני מעלה אותך בהר. שואל לי אבסס תמיד עובד ידי משכן. השואל זה, זה בית תמיד יש אבסס. זה זוהר, זה גמרה. זה גמרה זה זה. אומר זה רצוקה. השם הזה בית תמיד השואל איתו קם דאון. But has to be the moon. Or you don't have a moon. You change the world. You say, Nasem Nishma. Nasem Nishma, but Nasem. Moshe, come here. Here is the plan of the Talmud. You're going to build it. You have no moon. By the way, Moshe, here, I said something for you. Something else. Yes, maybe that's a stair. Tell me, that's a stair. Is a moon. They're going to accept Torah Sheba'al Peh. Now they don't. Now they don't want. That's a Shaman of Asinu. They don't want Torah Sheba'al Peh. They don't want Mishnah. They don't want Gemara. They don't want Halacha. You know. That's it. We just want the text and figure out what to do. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no. Lack of emunah. Therefore, because of that, Hashem said, I'll show you, Moshe, have me glad to stay in the pocket. One day, hopefully, the time of Mordechai and Esther, Romans of emunah, Mordechai and Esther, they change their mind. They're going to say, yes, accept Rosh Baal Peh, it means you go back. All the way to Harsina to Nasevan Ishma. You go back to Kriish. Let Chaim say this is the power of Tu Be'av. Tu Be'av takes us back. As the Gemara says, Purim will stay forever. Will stay forever? Why stay forever? When you look at the Megillah, it means nothing. A miracle. So what? A miracle. So what? I mean, nothing happened. It was a decree of Haman and anti Semite. I mean, it's not Hitler, Machshimo. That killed, or Andrianus, Spasianus, all these people killed millions of Jews. Haman just wanted. Okay, the decision was cancelled. Okay, Purim will stay forever. Not only Purim stay forever, the Gemara says, Megillat Esther stay forever. All the Nevi'im, all the Tanakh will be cancelled. You're going to have one book, Megillat Esther and Torah. And so, what is it of Megillat Esther? What is this? Megillat Esther and Purim is a role model of Emunah. Emunah of Na'aseh v'nishma, we accepted things we did not want to accept on our Sinai. And let's come and say the whole thing of Tu Be'av is one thing. Emunah. We reached a level of Emunah on Tu Be'av on those decisions that Am Yisrael so-called changed the mind about marriages and about the Gemara's other reasons. It comes the Gemara says, punchline. I won't tell you something Tu Be'av. What is this? I said, you know, Tu Be'av on the Jewish calendar, the nights getting longer. So the Gemara, you know what it means? I said, every this Friday night, I mean Thursday night, tomorrow night, the nights are getting longer. So what are you supposed to do? The Gemara says, immediately take the Gemara. Every night gets longer, it means you have more time to learn. So I'm the Gemara, but if you're not going to learn, you die. She says, excuse me? What do you mean? I didn't do anything. I just don't learn. You die. The lawyer leave Qatar. Stick in the Gemara, Masechet Ta'ani, the last page. What is it all about? You understand? Hashem gave you Torah. Via Torah, you have Emunah. Accept the Torah. Learn the Emunah. The Torah. The Torah is wide. It's endless. If you learn Torah, it means you fulfill Na'aseh v'nishma. Tu Be'av is a day of statement that takes us back all the way to Har Sinai, all the way back to the first day of creation. And it says to restore back the foundation of this world with Na'aseh v'nishma. And Na'aseh v'nishma is only a statement to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, we do and we listen, we accept the Torah. Because the Torah is the root of them, and I can't just say outside, I believe in Hashem. How do you believe in Hashem? Says the Rambam, miracles means nothing. The only way to believe in Hashem is you pump inside yourself Torah and Torah and Torah, then you have emunah in Hashem. If you don't pump yourself, you're not going to. The Rambam says, emunah shesh badofi. You think you believe in Hashem. Come to a situation, you don't believe in Hashem. You act, your behavior, not all the time matches the emunah. Says the Rambam, tell you to be av. That's it. All those miracles happen to be av. All the things happen to Be'av is one thing. Is you go back to Na'aseh Nishma to Emunah. But let me tell you something. To hold down to the Emunah, you must learn Torah without stopping. So every free moment that you have, it's a big deal. Thursday night, tomorrow night. So the night is getting longer with 1 minute. So, every moment. Every moment, you have to learn Torah. There's going to be a Gemara that says, B'zchut HaTorah Nigalim, B'zchut HaEmunah Nigalim.
And says, the Yeshua comes because of this. Let's call Nachamu, Nachamu. I said, what is this? And I says, we got the message. We got the message. What happened? The message was destroyed. Okay. So why did he destroy it? What happened? I did this. He didn't do nothing. He just had lack of emunah. And you lack of emunah, you didn't want to accept the Torah. You didn't want to accept the Torah Shabbat. So when you fast on Tisha B'Av, you mourn on Tisha B'Av. He said, yeah, Hashem, I want to go back. He said, okay, you want to go back? Here, I give you a present, Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av is a new start. So go back to Nasi Nishma to have Mashiach.
Amen.